Matt Greenwood back on regional radio speaking to Kyle Reaney, Sekman state champion in wrestling for the third time in his career, wrapping up his career, as a matter of fact, with a state championship in the 126. Got one last year as a junior in the 120 and prior to that in the 113. So, wow, three-time state champion, something that's really hard to kind of wrap your head around, and we're here to talk to Kai to kind of help us do that. Kai, what an amazing accomplishment for a career to win a state championship three times in wrestling. Let's start with this one, though. You know, anytime you win one championship, there's a target on your back. When you win a second one, it's like, okay, we're all in on trying to beat this guy. And so there's that mindset for everyone. It's like, we got to beat Kyle Reaney. We got to figure out how to beat Kyle Reaney. Yet no one was able to do it. Your thoughts on just your state championship this year and just your career as a whole?
I mean, from the beginning, it was a race. I mean, winning the first one started out, I was ahead of the pack. I was in the lead. So you have everyone behind you, second place, third place. They're trying to gunner for you, trying to get that lead spot. Some get kind of close, some stay far behind, but towards the end I really pulled forward and just came, held on to my lead pretty strong and just finished off the season.
You get tired of winning by chance?
Can't get tired of that, come on.
I mean, just really it is incredible what you've been able to do. Only one other wrestler in Sekman history has done so, Brock Wing-Bermuley. I know you didn't really get a chance to learn about that kid, but or get to know that kid, but I'm sure passing the hallways and the championship wall or whatever you guys have here at Sekman, you saw that. And I'm guessing you were kind of working up to that and hoping that you could one day be that. Was that sort of the mindset as you entered wrestling, was, you know, can I be one of the best?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to see names up there. Want to kind of do better than the people that are on the wall and everything. But, yeah, I've always been a goal to be the best. I mean, that's always the goal. But just trying to make my name, put my name on the wall, too, that's a goal. But, I mean, to always just become a better wrestler really was the goal, not to necessarily like just put my name on the wall, but just continue to improve as a wrestler, I guess.
Well, yeah, you certainly did that. And not only that, but you're able to triumph in three different weight classes. I can't imagine that being too easy. And I know we talked a couple weeks ago after you got Athlete of the Week for your district championship, and you just mentioned that you just, you just, like you said just now, too, you want to be the best, and you work your butt off to get there. For those other wrestlers that might wind up here in this interview, What's your message to them? How do they get to where you are? If you're willing to share.
I mean, there's nothing special to it. I mean, work hard, put the work in, do what you need to be doing. But, I mean, like a tip I guess I could say is have fun. If you're not having fun, you're not gonna make the strides you need. I mean, if you don't love the sport, if you don't have an obsession with it, I mean, then you're not gonna be the best you can be. But I mean, you have to have fun with it too. You have to want to get better. So it has to be a desire. It has to be an obsession. But it also has to, you also have to work hard. It can't just, it's not all just talent. You have to want it. So.
All right. Very cool. Hey, let's get to your state, your run at state for the 126 this year. I'll put this sheet in front of you with all of your victories and see what memories spark up. But take us from round one all the way to the championship match and some of the details about those matches.
Yeah, round one, not really anything special about it. Actually, was a little lazy that match. Kind of got rolled over, not necessarily put on my back, but I kind of got rolled through to, my back. It was a weird exchange, but I mean, I was round one, opening round, a little lazy, just got there, still worried about weight, so really not really going anything crazy, but I mean, 50 seconds wasn't anything crazy. Quarterfinals, I've wrestled a kid before. Pretty tough kid. He's a freshman, though, so first time at the state tournament, he's a little nerves are shaking. But, I mean, he knew it was coming. I talked to the kid a couple times before that. He knew what to expect. I mean, 18-3 tech fall speaks for itself. Semifinals was a little weird. Never wrestled the kid, but I knew the kid kind of well. Friend off the mat, but on the mat, I mean, always just business. But it was a weird match. He actually got the first takedown on me, which was kind of weird. but he really, it was off of my shot, but he literally just jumped right over me. It was really weird. He was really squirrely. But after that, I dominated the match. I mean, to takedown, escape, near fall, after that, it was just kind of, it was one-sided after that, kind of set me straight, let him get in the first takedown, but whatever. Finals, I mean, it was more than dominant final, I guess. Major decision, 8-0. I just stayed calm in the match. I didn't usually score as many points as I could have. Really just stayed just tried to stay focused, stay calm. Try not to get aggravated or if he was trying to stall or anything like that. Just wanted to end with a solid match, end with a solid dominant victory. And, yeah, that's about it. I mean, not really a out-of-control state tournament or anything like that. Felt pretty controlled the entire time. I knew the result from the get-go. Felt very confident the entire tournament. And, yeah, it was a good way to end my season and my career at Sekman High School. And finishing off with 3 state titles now.
Yeah, man. I mean, just saying that, I'm sure you're just like, wow. I imagine, you know, when you win it the first time, you're like, oh, my God, did this really happen? And probably for a really long time, it's hard to sink in. Did this really just happen? And so and you just nodded your head, so you agree with my assessment of that first time feeling. The second time, you're like, okay, I think I'm pretty good at this, and I think there's a chance for me to be even better. And hey, why not? I got another year. Let's go get another one. Now you win it a third time. What's that like?
I mean, a lot less crazy than I thought it would be. Like eighth grade year, thinking about being a 3-timer or a 4-timer, I was like, man, there's no way. But now that I'm here, now that I am a 3-timer, it's just kind of like, yeah, this should have happened. I mean, I worked really hard for it, so it's kind of like, hey, I deserve this. I put in the most work out of everyone, so this is where I should be. But I mean, the build up to it, a lot of hard work. The first one obviously was like, yeah, this is what it's finally paid off. Second one was like, okay, yeah, this is expected. Been working hard. Third one was like, yeah, this is what I got. So this is my reward. So I mean. Just the hard work took the surprise out of it, but still the same gratitude towards myself. Still proud of my accomplishments, how hard I've worked for them. But, I mean, still really feels really good.
Yeah, I bet it does. We're speaking to Kyle Reaney, who won a state championship here at Sekman for wrestling for the third time in his career. He is a senior. He's moving on to North Carolina State, going to go wrestle for the Wolfpack. But before we cut off this interview, Kai, just one last question regarding this accomplishment. You put it upon yourself to put in the work to get things done. But somewhere along the lines, I'm sure there were some down moments where you're like, you just said, oh, yeah. So there's got to be some ones that pick you back up when you need it. Who are those people for you?
Mostly my family and coaches. Coach is a big part of it. They've helped build me from the freshman who is very, very unorthodox and everywhere, to a well-put-together person, I would say, now, who's very accomplished. They've helped me get to where I am now. They, more than anyone, recognize my down moments, and more than anyone, I've helped repair the down moments. My coaches have been there through thick and thin with me. They've been there from the ups to the downs, the losses and the backsides to the winning the national titles and the state titles. So my coaches, most of all, I probably thank for it, but my family too. My mother's my number one supporter, though, through everything, and my brothers have been there to watch me wrestle nearly every match. So, that's probably who I credit most to, and then my training partners as well. I can't forget about them. They're who I train with most of the time. They support me just as much as my coaches and family probably. So that's probably who I owe a lot of my success to.
Well, it's a lot of people, and I know those people are very proud of what you've been able to do. Kai, it's been great getting to talk to you. Congratulations again on a state championship, your third one. Man, just look at you, dude, and you're going on to NC State. So congratulations on all fronts, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
That is Kyle Reaney, three-time state champion for Sekman Wrestling, joining us here on Regional Radio.